The question is that there are some Christians here that two sons of Hazrat Ibrahim. It was Isaac who was used for sacrifice, and Muslims believe in Ishmael. So I want to know the exact this thing, because
all right, convince me. Listen, there are different contradictory claims made by Muslims and the Christians and the Jews, you know, on the one side. Christians and Jews on the one side, Muslims on the other. But tell me, is there any center like Mecca, where the Jews and the Christians celebrate the sacrifice of the firstborn, as they believe, son Isaac in the world?
No, it's only the Muslims.
Is there anywhere, any center in the world?
No center.
So where is the proof? How could this important event be so completely erased from the history and from their practices as to be almost non-existent? Practically, it is non-existence. Why I say almost? Because in their books, they indicate some places where they think this sacrifice took place, or attempted sacrifice took place. But no corroborating evidence is ever found anywhere. But as far as the practices go, their religious practices, are completely denuded of any signs of such a sacrifice. The difference is so obvious, you know. It's like the difference between night and day. Can you still be in any doubt about it? It's impossible. Tell your Christian friends, show me the place where you celebrate the sacrifice of the of Isaac.
That's right.
See?
Yeah.
And what happened, and why don't you slaughter a man or a sheep or things in memory of that sacrifice?
Of that sacrifice.
See? Why the Arabs did even before Islam? This is a question. If it were Islam alone, they might have said, you have invented it for giving support to your belief. But it was the Arabs who did it, traditionally, from the time of Ismail. So there is no shadow of doubt about it. Right?